AC Inglés presenta Into the Story, el podcast para aprender inglés con historias reales contadas por gente de todo el mundo. For many young graphic designers, including today's guest, Charlotte, working and living in New York City is a dream come true. When a two-month internship came along, Charlotte jumped at the opportunity to move to Brooklyn to try to make her American dream a reality.
Walking to the streets of Brooklyn and seeing like all the creative studios, the galleries, the graffiti on the wall, like the dream city for every designer.
In this episode, we'll hear about Charlotte's sudden change of plans and how she ended up rejecting a glamorous job offer in New York for a year of adventure and self-realization in Australia, a country on the other side of the world that she knew very little about. Today, Charlotte tells us what she learned from her fork in the road experience and how far she's come. We're calling this episode, Pack Up, Push Forward. Before we begin listening to today's episode, let's talk about some of the vocabulary and expressions that you'll hear Charlotte say. Firstly, handle. In English, the verb handle is used as a synonym for manage. So we often talk about handling a problem or handling a situation. Handle can also be used as a noun to mean the tool to grip something with, like a bike handle or a door handle. Next, sponsorship. Charlotte talks about receiving sponsorship from her employer in New York to go and work there. In this situation, sponsorship is used as a noun to refer to the support that the company offered Charlotte to allow her to stay and work in the United States. Working holiday visa. A working holiday visa is a type of permission that allows someone to visit a country and stay longer than the average tourist. It is a common visa for travelers going to Australia. People with a working holiday visa have the opportunity to work short-term jobs to save some money, hopefully allowing them to travel around the country. Working holiday visa. Loan. The word loan can be used as both a verb and a noun in English. As a verb, loan means to give money or an object to someone with an expectation of it being returned in the future. A library loans books. A loan is also what we call the money or the thing that is borrowed. You'll hear Charlotte talk about taking out a loan to fund her trip to Australia. Finally, embrace. The word embrace has two key meanings in English. It can mean a hug, un abrazo o abrazar, or it can mean to accept willingly. For example, Charlotte talks about embracing new opportunities and unexpected moments in life. Embrace. Just a quick note on today's audio. On Into the Story, we aim to showcase stories of English speakers from all language backgrounds, from all around the world. In Charlotte's case, she is currently in Melbourne, Australia, far away from her home countries, France and Italy. We spoke to Charlotte online, so you may notice that the sound quality isn't the best. In any case, we're sure that you'll enjoy listening to Charlotte's lovely accent and her equally lovely story. As always, if you want to get the most out of, si quieres sacar el máximo partido de Charlotte's story, you have a full transcript, vocabulary list, and listening comprehension activities on our website, aceinglés.com. That's la letra A, letra C, inglés.com. Okay, let's get into the story.
My name is Charlotte. I'm an Italian and French graphic designer. In 2017, I had a big opportunity to go work for 2 months with a designer in New York City. So New York City for me was a little bit like the dream city for every designer. And even just like walking through the streets of Brooklyn and seeing like all the the creative studios, the galleries, the graffiti on the wall, and just all the opportunities, you know, that the city can bring to a designer. New York City can be a huge step for my career. My job was quite complete, but it wasn't exactly what I love to do in my field. While I was in New York, I had a lot of spare time with this work. It wasn't really a full-time job. So I decided to apply for a lot of work there. And at the end of my journey there, at the end of my 2 months, company called me and offered me the sponsorship. So I remember I was in this small little bedroom in Brooklyn, and I was just super excited, of course. I arrived, you know, to do my goal. And so this company was a communication company in New York, a basic graphic design communication company. But the position was looking interesting. I speak with the founder. We have even a really good feeling. We were quite connected. He's French also, so I speak a little bit in French with him. Everything goes very well. I received the contract, and the contract is not what we spoke about. The conditions are not great. The salary is very low. And so I get stressed. You know, I was quite anxious because I didn't know a lot how to handle the situation. So I called some of my American friends that were living in New York, and I asked them, like, Do you know if it's something usual or not? And they all told me that no, that it wasn't at all usual. And even more, like, with a salary as low in New York, it's quite impossible to live in. I felt very bad. I felt like very disappointed. I decided to decline the offer with no plan B. Like, I really didn't know what to do. So I decided to check online, and I saw that there is a visa, the working holiday visa. With Australia, it's quite easy to have it. I think I never thought about Australia in my life, really. I know it was there. I knew, like, it was like some kangaroos there and beautiful landscape, but that's it. You know, like, for me, it was way too far from my home country. I didn't want to go as far as that, but I was like, oh, maybe it can be a good challenge. And I saw that Melbourne is a really creative city. I have no plan B, so why not? Let's try it. So I organized everything. I even leave my apartment, sell all my furniture, everything, buy the tickets, the flight. And I received a phone call from a company with I was in contact with in New York. And they called me and they offered me the sponsorship. I was a little bit blocked. I didn't know a lot at that moment. I was very honored to have the second sponsorship, but in the same time I was feeling that I wanted to go to Australia. I wanted to leave this challenge. I wanted to put myself in risk, you know, in danger. And so they explained to me the contract. The contract is even more like very interesting because it's a really good salary with great conditions. It's a contract for 4 years. So it was a big changing, life changing, you know, like, or I go to Australia and I have a loan. I don't have a job, so really no security. Or I go to New York and I have a great job with 4 years contract. So the opposite, a lot of security. And I choose Australia. I arrive in Melbourne. It's beautiful weather. We started to meet some people, so it was nice. It wasn't as easy as I expected. I start to live in a home with 6 or 7 other people and just one bathroom. So quite funny in a sense. And I start to sell Christmas and New Year's Eve hats on the street. And it really put me inside the Australian vibe because I met a lot of people. I had to stand there with 2,000 hats, so 100 in each arm. One hat, of course, I was wearing one hat to sell it. A little cup to receive the money in one hand, and that's it. Very far from what I was looking for in Melbourne. But it was fun. Like, it was a fun first job, but thanks God I didn't do that for 1 year. Life wasn't as easy as I thought, but it was what I was looking for. It was feeling good. I was out of my comfort zone. I was fighting for what I wanted really deeply inside of me. And I also realized that when you are alone, when you are really far from your home, you really discover what you want. I understood what I wanted and I just started to fight for it. Right now, I'm in Melbourne. I met my boyfriend after a few weeks that I arrived in Melbourne. I'm working in the field that I love, so graphic design and web design. And I'm just feeling very grateful for all this experience. I think I really learned about the experience of coming to Melbourne by like saying, yeah, maybe sometimes life is not what you plan, but you just have to embrace it.
That's all for today. Gracias por haber escuchado la historia de Charlotte. Nos encantaría saber qué te ha parecido este episodio. Puedes enviarnos un correo electrónico a hello@haceinglés.com. Y también, si aún no lo has hecho, puedes suscribir a Into the Story en Spotify, iTunes o tu plataforma preferida. Until next time, we hope that you have a good time, or at least a good story to tell.